Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after Little Texas Rock and Roll, bringing us back. That's ZZ Top. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Did I say my name? Jim Blasingame. You already knew that, though, didn't you? Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Tim Elmore, a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, Habitudes, H-A-B-I-T-U-D-E-S, Habitudes. And the previous book was Generation IY, is that right,
Tim? Yeah, Generation IY.
IY, okay. And the new book coming out after this one is called?
Artificial Maturity. And it's the syndrome we're seeing that adults need to understand so we can help our kids really mature.
Now, that's going to be out in the summer, and you're going to launch it on this show, right?
I'll be happy to.
All right. So, okay, we're talking, folks, here's the setting, Tim, to me. In my opinion, if you're a business owner, you've got one of the greatest resources at your fingertips,
yeah,
in a way that I mean, I'm telling you, I've been in business a long time, Tim. I'm extremely excited about being able to hire a 20-something with the power,
yeah,
and the capability that they have. So I'm excited about that. And a lot of small business owners are learning this, but then there's this disconnect that we're trying,
yeah,
to deal with. And there have been a lot of books that have been written about, like yours and others, that have been written about how to get me to communicate and connect better with the younger generation. I'm looking for that other book that comes the other way. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. I mentioned just in our last segment, I'm doing more and more events for companies where we're talking about the idea of generational diversity, not
mm-hmm.
racial diversity, generational
mm-hmm.
diversity. There's three generations working together in most workplaces. And
more stratified than ever before in the history of the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Because we can get in silos with each other. A junior in high school is with other juniors in high school, or 22-year-olds
mm-hmm.
with other 20. So
there are actually four generations at least, counting the generation between boomers and the World War II guys.
Yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely,
yep.
It's true. So, with all that going on, what I think we need to do, and this is going to sound so cliche, but we've got to first be very conscious about understanding the paradigm or the mindset of the other generation and see what it adds. These 20-somethings are going to add creativity and energy and so forth, and yes, it's unbridled, but we need to welcome that. At the same time, we're going to have to say, let me tell you how things work here, and then we can take this journey together. But it's going to take a conscious effort. One phrase I use with bosses or employers a lot is this. We need to build bridges of relationship that can
mm-hmm.
bear the weight of hard truth.
Mm-hmm. Say that
because
again.
Because we may have to have hard conversations.
Say that again.
But we've got to earn it. Yeah.
Say it again.
Build bridges of relationship that can bear the weight of hard truth.
I like that. Folks, that's going to
yeah.
be on the test. You know, Tim, one of the things that... By the way, give us a website before we go any further. Your website.
My website?
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's growingleaders.com.
And the
so
book,
simple, growingleaders.com.
And the book Habitudes is wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, it's out there in a lot of stores, but certainly they can get it at our website as well at a discount, growingleaders.com. And Habitudes is definitely our most popular resource to have these kind of mentoring relationships with
mm-hmm.
young people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, So what else do we need to know about making a better connection?
Well, let me just share a couple of thoughts, real random, but maybe they'll help our listeners. I already mentioned think connect. Let's
mm-hmm.
earn our right to do some hard conversations. Number two, don't think inform, think interpret. Remember we talked about the fact they don't need us for information. They got
mm-hmm.
plenty of information.
Mm-hmm.
They do need us to help them interpret that, to make
yeah.
sense of it, to create a way of thinking. So that's where I think we can have good, even hallway conversations.
And see, this is where they need the older generation, because
yeah,
they have
absolutely.
Plenty of content, but
yeah.
they don't have
yeah.
enough context.
Yes, absolutely. That's very well put. Yeah,
and that's the thing I'm seeing with the young people I'm employing, is they've got raw power like it's unbelievable the
yeah.
capacity that they have, the content that they have,
yeah.
But when it comes to converting that into something a customer might actually want, including my values, the values of my business, they don't know what that is. And here's what's interesting, Tim. It's almost like it shocks them a little bit that it even exists.
Yeah. It's a new world when they step into an employment situation. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I would like to see the young people look forward to that. I'd like to get to the point. I'd like for you. I'm hoping that what your work's doing is getting the young folks, the Gen Ys, to the point where they're saying, "I can't wait to contribute to this company, and I can't wait for my new boss to teach me how to put their world and my world together."
Absolutely. And Jim, maybe, just maybe, the economy in the state it's in will give them a little bit of incentive to really yearn for that, because it's not easy right now.
Yeah, you're right. This is the first generation in a long time of college graduates that have not been, basically fawned over when they graduate in a long time.
Absolutely. That's right. That's very true.
Yeah. Tim, 30 seconds, last thoughts.
Well, I believe we're going to be employing these young people who've lived in a world where perhaps mom and dad have been thinking protect rather than prepare. So I'm just going to say to employers out there, think preparation. Think, how can I get these people, as I bring them on board, celebrate their creativity, but prepare them for the world that's coming.
And folks, if you have a small business and you want to know how to take your business into the future through technology, you got to get to young people. They're the key. They know how to do this. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Their book is called Habitudes. The author is Dr. Tim Elmore. Tim, you're going to come back again real soon, right?
I will do it.
We'll see you next time.
Great to be with you.
Thank you. See you next time. Tim Elmore, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.